Critics have said the White House has been slow and ineffective in its response to the spill. On Thursday, the president laid out just what the federal government is doing and announced new restrictions on drilling in deepwater areas.
We will continue the existing moratorium and suspend the issuance of new permits to drill new deepwater wells for 6 months.
The extension was welcomed by environmental groups, though some say it doesn't go quite far enough. Luke Metzger directs Environment Texas.
What we'd like to see is a moratorium on any new drilling, as well as much tougher safeguards for the existing rigs that are in the Gulf.
For some, though, the president's speech was more about politics than solutions.
It looks to be more like a show of toughness.
Kathleen Hartnett White is a fellow at the Texas Public Policy Foundation, a conservative think tank based in Austin. She says the extension of the drilling moratorium doesn't do anything to address the problem at hand.
I think the rules and everything about it should be scrubbed, and there may be all kinds of additional requirements that need to be imposed. But just to shut down, that doesn't really do anything.
White also points to the potential economic impact. Texas companies provide much of the equipment and labor for doing work like this in the Gulf. That's a factor that Congressman Gene Green is all too aware of. The Democrat represents suburban Houston, home to a large number of offshore oil workers.
I would hope once they get the controls and the oversight in place that we can go back, because our country does need that oil and natural gas that's available in deep water.
Texas Senator John Cornyn struck a similar tone, issuing a statement saying the BP oil spill should not mean a permanent end to offshore drilling. Matt Largie, KUT News.